Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 12, The Lord's Dealings with Jagadananda Pandit. As Sri Kanta Sen, this is text 41, described the Vaishnavas, because in the previous verse it described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that he was distressed, Sri Kanta was distressed, and therefore Sri Kanta understood that the Lord was omniscient, he knew everything. So as he described the Vaishnavas, therefore, Sri Kanta Sen did not mention Lord Nityananda's kicking, Sivananda Sen. Meanwhile, all the devotees arrived and went to meet the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received them all, just as he had in previous years. The women, however, saw the Lord from a distance. The Lord again arranged for the residential quarters of all the devotees, and thereafter called them to partake of the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. Sivananda Sen introduced his three sons to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and because they were his sons, the Lord showed the boys great mercy. Lord Chaitanya asked the youngest son's name, and Sivananda Sen informed the Lord that his name was Paramananda Das. Once before, when Sivananda Sen had visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at his residence, the Lord had told him, when this son is born, give him the name Puri Das. The son was in the womb of Sivananda's wife, and when Sivananda returned home, the son was born. The child was named Paramananda Das, in accordance with the Lord's order, and the Lord jokingly called him Puri Das. When Sivananda Sen introduced the child to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord put his toe in the child's mouth. No one can cross over the ocean of Sivananda Sen's good fortune, for the Lord considered Sivananda's whole family his own. The Lord ate lunch in the company of all the devotees, and after washing his hands and mouth, he gave an order to Govinda. As long as Sivananda Sen's wife and children stay in Jagannath Puri, he said, they must be given the remnants of my food. There was a resident of Nadia named Parameshwara, who was a confectioner living near the home of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while the Lord was growing up. When the Lord was a boy, he would visit the house of Parameshwara Modaka again and again, and the confectioner would supply the Lord milk and sweetmeats, and the Lord would eat them. Parameshwara Modaka had been affectionate towards the Lord since his childhood, and he was one of those who came that year to see the Lord in Jagannath Puri. When he offered his obeisances to the Lord, Parameshwara said, I am the same Parameshwara. Upon seeing him, the Lord asked him questions with great affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Parameshwara, may you be blessed. It is very good that you have come here. And Parameshwara then informed the Lord, Mukundara Mata has also come. Hearing the name of Mukundara Mata, Lord Chaitanya hesitated, but because of affection for Parameshwara, he did not say anything. An intimate relationship sometimes makes a person oversteps formal etiquette. Thus, Parameshwara actually pleased the Lord in his heart by his simple and affectionate behavior. Thus, all the devotees engaged in the cleansing ceremony of the Gundicha temple and danced in front of the Rathyatra chariot, just as they had done in the past. For four consecutive months, the devotees observed all the festivals. The wives, such as Malini, extended invitations for lunch to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From Bengal, the devotees had brought varieties of Bengali food that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked. They also cooked various grains and vegetables in their homes and offered them to the Lord. During the day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in various activities with his devotees, but at night he felt great separation from Krishna and used to cry. In this way, the Lord spent the 4 months of the rainy season in various pastimes, and then he ordered the Bengali devotees to return to their homes. All the devotees from Bengal would regularly invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and the Lord would speak to them in very sweet words. He said, "All of you come to see me every year. To come here and then return must certainly give you great trouble. I would like to forbid you to do this, but I enjoy your company so much that my desire for your association only increases. I ordered Sri Nityananda Prabhu not to leave Bengal, but he has transgressed my order and he has come to see me. What can I say? Out of his causeless mercy upon me, Advaitacharya has also come here. I am indebted to him for his affectionate behavior. This debt is impossible for me to liquidate. All my devotees come here just for me. Leaving aside their homes and families, they travel by very difficult paths to come here in great haste. There's no fatigue or trouble for me, for I stay here at Nalachala Jagannath Puri and do not move at all. This is the favor of all of you. I am a mendicant and have no money. How can I clear my debt for the favor you have shown me? I have only this body, and therefore I surrender it unto you. Now, if you wish, you may sell it anywhere you like. It is your property." When all the devotees heard these sweet words of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their hearts melted and they began to shed incessant tears. Catching hold of his devotees, the Lord embraced them all and began to cry and cry. Unable to leave, everyone remained there, and 5 to 7 more days then passed by. Advaita Prabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu submitted these words at the lotus feet of the Lord. "The entire world is naturally obligated to you for your transcendental attributes. Yet, you bind your devotees again and again with your sweet words. Under these circumstances, who can go anywhere?" Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu peacefully calmed them all and bade each of them farewell. The Lord specifically advised Nityananda Prabhu, "You should not come here again and again. You will have my association in Bengal." The devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began their journey crying, while the Lord remained morosely at his residence. The Lord bound everyone by his transcendental mercy. Who can repay his debt for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the fully independent personality of Godhead and makes everyone dance as he likes. Leaving his company, therefore, all the devotees returned to their homes in different parts of the country. As a wooden doll dances to the will of a puppeteer, everything is accomplished by the will of the Lord. Who can understand the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And we shall end here. And Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna.